Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. All right, on the show today, did you steal from your kid to teach them a lesson? Because I did that earlier this week. We're putting together a list of things that Kennedy and Annie have to accomplish while they're gone to Turks and Caicos. Also, they're going to share some of their funny planning. And you'll never guess what Annie dressed up as on a first date. Did you ever tell a lie or steal from your child to teach them a lesson? Because I did that to Barrett earlier this week. Over the weekend, he went over to his friend's house and they went on a bike ride with their parents. And when they came back from the bike ride, he dropped his bike off back at our house, but he didn't put it in the garage. And we don't have a yard or anything like that. We live in the city. We live in Charlestown. Mm-hmm. We have a little side space and that's it. But
that's what you do. You roll it to the front door and just throw it down.
Right?
Yeah, you can't do that in the city because somebody will steal it. And he left it on the side of the house. And I saw it there. And when he got home from his friends, I said, hey, can't leave your bike on the side of the house like that. Somebody will steal it. Make sure to put it in the garage. So this was on Sunday. Monday, I come home from work, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And guess what's sitting beside the house? There is Barrett's bike.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just thankful that it's still there.
I can't believe it's
still there. But I'm also fuming. Barrett is off at basketball camp. I pick him up from camp, comes home. I let him enjoy his afternoon. He takes a shower. He's playing on his device. He's living his best life. And then I kind of sneak in real parent-like and say, hey, I didn't see your bike in the garage. And he's like, oh, yeah, I left it outside on Sunday. I think I forgot to bring it in. I was like, well, you better go bring it in the garage, son. You don't want it to get stolen. I mean, I should get an Academy Award, Kennedy. So he goes downstairs. I go with him because I'm going to help him. We have a little thing we hang it up on in the garage. Yep. And he goes around the corner and he goes pale white. The bike is obviously gone because I have taken the bike and I have hidden it behind the house. And he starts nosing around, and I'm like, now I'm starting to lay into him. I can't believe it. You've lost so many things this summer.
You already owe us $100. This is not going to be pretty, sir.
You have lost clothes and hats, and mom's out of town, and wait till she finds out, to your room. Off he goes to his room. He comes back down about a half hour later. He's now very upset. He's apologizing. He's going through his piggy bank to see how much money he has to pay for the bike. And so he goes back up to his room. And now I'm like texting back and forth with Lana how long I'm supposed to let this ruse go on because it's hurting my heart. Originally, I was going to let it go on for a day or two.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't.
You caved?
I caved after dinner. And I said to him, I was like, hey, mom was supposed to get a package. I think it might have been delivered around the back of the house. Where you go look and see if you see it. So I hear him coming back in the house. Dad, my bike. I found my bike. And he's screaming. He's very excited by all this. And so I said to him, I was like, well, you are super lucky. I mean, just.
See, lesson not learned.
What?
You should have said at the end, I did it. But it could have been somebody else.
Well,
have you learned your lesson?
I didn't think that part was important.
I think that's the whole lesson.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
because if they don't take it, you will. Yeah. And that's even worse.
Well, I think he learned the lesson because he cried for like 3 hours straight. And was
you guys are criers, though. You know what I mean? He could say that and just be like, I'm going to get it next time.
Nah, you could see it in his soul, Kennedy. Donna has a story about a lie or something that was stolen as a kid. What happened, Donna?
Okay, so I didn't steal from them and I didn't lie. But when my daughter was in middle school, I bought a ticket for her and a friend and me to go see New Kids on the Block. And when she didn't get good grades, I made her go with me when I sold them.
Savage!
Back.
That is my kind of parenting right there.
Wow!
Donna, has anyone ever told you you're cold-blooded?
I feel like I just got punched in the gut.
For the record, when she graduated high school, we took her to the Dominican Republic, and I am taking her to Zac Brown next week. So.
And what was her GPA when she graduated?
Like 3.75.
There you go. Yeah.
She remembered that.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, she still remembers that.
Yep.
That is awesome. Great story. Thank you, Donna. Chrissy, what lie did you tell her? What did you steal from your kids to teach them a lesson?
My parents did it to my brother and I when we were younger. And we didn't put our rabbits away, so they ended up serving them to us for dinner.
Whoa.
What?
Where did you grow up, Alabama?
No, on a farm in Maine.
Wow, dude.
I'm so scared.
I mean, you guys are just making me look like a cream puff.
Honestly.
So you ate buttons?
Wow,
I'm
that
not
is
well.
I think you
unbelievable.
Win.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Have you been in therapy for the rest of your life?
I don't even want to be on the phone with her anymore.
You.
I might catch some of that.
God.
Carol?
Yes.
Okay, was there a lie or something that you stole from your kids to teach them a lesson?
My ex stole my son's best friend's bicycle because he didn't listen to his instructions not to park it in the driveway, and he couldn't park his truck. And he didn't tell anyone for a whole day. It was horrible.
Kid probably cried, right? Yeah. Yep.
Carson, is this your ex?
I have to tell you, I'm coming off of 3 years on the night shift, and I'm so happy that I'm on days, and I've missed you guys a lot. You make me laugh.
We're glad you're back.
And have a great vacation. I'm very jealous.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're glad to have you back on the right shift, Carol.
Take care.
Bye.
Mary, what was the lie, or did you steal from the kids?
So my parents always told my brother and I that any of the annoying or inappropriate toys that family members got us, they would be always left at our grandparents' house every single time.
Like, oh, sorry, we forgot it at Nana and Papa's again.
Yep. Where's the new drum kit I got?
Sorry, no more Bop It. Nana stole it again.
At least you didn't need buttons, awesome. Though, right?
Yeah. You ever lose any pets up to Nana and Papa?
Oh, my God, I'm still dying over that rabbit story.
No. I'm shaking for life.
I have nightmares.
Oh, this is why you guys listen to our show, though, because we get you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Kennedy and Annie are going off on vacation together. They're going for a week to Turks and Caicos.
Kennedy and Annie are headed to Turks and Caicos, yeah.
Turks and Caicos.
You know that everything that can go wrong will go.
Turks and Caicos.
Ken and Dee dislikes the sun in bed by 8. That's no fun.
Annie soaks the sun up and at night she hits the club in.
Turks and Caicos.
That's a bop.
It really is.
617-931-1234. I have asked Kennedy and Annie to put together a checklist of things that they will try and accomplish while they are on their Twerks and Caicos trip. And at the top of the list is skinny dip, which you say no big deal.
No big deal.
You always do that one.
Yeah. After being in hedonism, I mean, who needs clothes?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know you're going with a woman that went to hedonism, stayed naked for a week at a resort.
She thrived.
I'd rather than put on those bathing suits, to be honest with you.
Right.
But I bet this resort has laws, though. So
yeah. They do.
Do it a little carefully.
It's just different, though, when you're sitting next to us in the studio every day, and then now you're sitting at a resort and you're...
And I'm naked. Ooh, she naked.
You'll find some new layers to your friendship.
So if you have any suggestions, we would love to hear them to add to the list. How about braids, Annie?
Oh, that's the first day.
Braids?
Oh, don't do that. Don't be that white girl on the beach with cornrows.
No, it's my favorite thing to do.
And you're helping, like, people make money off of that.
They're always in the nicest ladies. When I was in the Bahamas, I made friends with the woman. I was, like, with her family every day. I love them.
I will not have braids because my hair is so frizzy that I will look ridiculous.
I've bought so many $40 bracelets off that lady on the beach when I was in Jamaica.
My mother got drunk and got cornrows in the Bahamas.
All right, let's see. I have, who do I have here? Lauren from Wilmington. You have a suggestion for Kennedy and Annie for their, what they should do while they're gone?
My suggestion is they need to go to Potcake Place and they can walk some puppies.
What, who?
It's called Potcake Place, Potcake, and it's a place where they rescue feral puppies on the island, and you can take a puppy for a walk for the day.
I'm sorry?
You say puppies on a beach?
That's correct.
Oh, check. Your
Instagram's going to be Litty City, Annie.
You get it.
I know. And if you really love the puppy, then you can arrange to bring it home with you.
Okay, don't tell me that.
I just looked it up, Annie. Oh, my God.
Mom and Dad, I'm flying home with the dog. I'm sorry.
I don't hate this at all.
I know.
All right, that's great. Thanks, Lauren. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, good morning, Mitch. Who is this?
Good morning, this is Mary Jo. How you doing?
Hey Mary Jo, you have a suggestion for Kennedy and Annie's checklist while they're in Twerks and Caicos?
Oh, well, do whatever and anything that you want. There's no limitations.
Well, thank you.
That's kind of vague. I need something specific.
I don't know.
Why don't you take one of those parachutes? Oh, parachuting's not a bad one. Do parasailing.
Parasailing.
Have you parasailed before?
Parasailing is so fun.
Have you parasailed before,
Annie? I've never parailed before.
Oh, yeah, parasailing.
Okay, so there you go.
Yes.
Well, thank you. We got there.
Had a wonderful time. Wish I was going with you. That's the only drawback for me.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
From the 508, how about a slow motion video of both of you guys underneath a waterfall?
Because we are influenza.
A boomerang. Oh my gosh, it's hitting me.
A boomerang of like our tropical drinks.
Of course.
From the 774, Kennedy, to-do list. A cabana boy or girl or two. No judgment.
Check.
All right, pull my leg.
What a day to be alive.
It's Saturday yet.
I like you being the feral dog whisperer, though.
Right? I just looked at all the pictures. Annie, I don't know how you're going to get me out of there.
I was going to say, I'm just going to leave you there. We'll come back. We'll circle back in like 8 hours.
Did you see the beach? I did not, but I saw puppies.
This is my puppy, Twerk, and this is his brother, Keikos.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I was reading this article about Pamela Anderson, and she says that she still wears the red Baywatch bathing suit.
I would if I could. Good girl.
I just can't.
It's such a weird flex to me. So she says that sometimes when she's got a date over and they're in their intimate moments, she might put on the original red Baywatch one-piece bathing suit.
If you're going to be with Pamela Anderson, wouldn't you want her to run slow motion in the red bathing suit into bed with you?
She said she jumps in the shower in the bathing suit to get wet and then will run and jump on.
Honestly, I love this.
That's dedication.
Honestly, all of those dudes were fantasizing about that on their car ride over, and then she did it. So she's making dreams happen.
You're right, Dan.
Fact.
It's just such a weird thing to do
sometimes
on a date.
Sometimes you gotta spice it up, Carson.
I guess. 617-931-1234. Have you ever gone out with someone who's worn a weird or a funny first date outfit? Annie said you dressed as a superhero.
Yeah, so I wasn't exactly attractive or fulfilling any fantasies.
I don't know.
But maybe.
I do.
But Dan's like, no. I went to the midnight premiere of The Dark Knight. It was just a movie that changed my life. And I had a Batman costume because, of course, I did. I was Batman for like 6 Halloweens in a row because I was never a princess. And I wore it to the midnight premiere, and the guy picked me up and he was like, oh, are you wearing that in the theater? And I said, yes, I am. Could you get me a popcorn?
All right, I need more details. Was this a first date?
It was the first time we ever went out, just us two. But we were like friends hanging out before. But
you gave him a heads up and said, hey, I'm going to wear the costume if you want to wear one?
Absolutely not.
So at the end of the night when he tried to make a move, you're like, I'm Batman. And like pushed him away.
I'm not wearing hockey pads. It's like, no.
Did he blow you off after, or did you guys?
No, he liked me for a while. So maybe that's on him more than me.
He liked it.
Look, I applaud your boldness. And you wanted to wear it, so you wore it. And absolutely. I love that about you.
Shout out to the Randolph Movie Theater. Thank you for letting me in, and I really appreciate it.
Wore a Batman suit on a first date.
I love it.
Susan has a funny story from Medford. What's your story for us, Susan?
So my friend sets me up with this guy and says he's a little odd. Okay. He picks me up, and he is in camouflage. He was dressed like Rambo was in those movies. He had black stripes on his face. He had brown mirrors. It was just, it wasn't even Halloween. So we go through a drive-thru because I said, let's just go through a drive-thru because now I'm kind of embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So then we go back to his house, and even at his house, he has like trillions of army guys set up fighting.
No, what?
And he shunned me around his house, and he has this waterbed. And it's even around his waterbed, he has army guys lined up all the way around. And I'm like, what is all the army guys? He goes, they protect me when I sleep. And I'm like, oh, I think I'm feeling very well.
Bye, Felicia.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
All right, but how do you end up back at Rambo's house to begin with?
Because she didn't want to go out because she was embarrassed.
Who still has a water fit?
I know.
Dude shows up with eye black under his eyes and a camouflage shirt. It's a hard pass.
If it was just camo, I'd be out. Camo, no thanks.
Lucy is from Somerville. What happened, Lucy?
It was Halloween, and I knew it was Halloween, but I thought we were just going out to dinner. So here I was in my regular street clothes, and he showed up in full costume as Dracula with the fangs and the blood running down the side of his mouth and everything just to go out to eat. I kind of laughed at him, but it felt a little awkward. But at least it was Halloween and people weren't staring that bad because it was Halloween. But here I was all normal and it looked weird.
It looked weird.
Thank you, Lucy. Yeah, after hearing these other stories, I think Pamela Anderson nailed it, actually.
No, she really
Hers
did.
Hers was pretty normal.
Yeah.
Like, it was at home in the house.
It's playfulness, Carson.
Right, exactly.
If you can still rock that bathing suit right at 50, get it, girl.
I haven't seen her recently.
She still looks good. Yeah. I mean, she's done a little work to her face, but hey, you do you, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, would it be all right if I got an update from you guys about your trip to Twerks and Caicos?
Thank you.
Hashtag Twerks and Caicos.
Twerks and Caicos.
Follow along, subscribe.
So, Kennedy and Annie, when do you guys leave? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
I think you guys are going to run into my wife and my sister-in-law at the airport on Saturday.
I was messaging Lane, and I was like, girl, let's get a cocktail in the airport. Me and you know I'm going to be ready for one. I'm going to be running through security like, Layla.
Yeah, the whole customs thing takes a little bit out of you. And you come and go through different entrances, but you know.
Are you guys just so excited? I mean, have you checked out yet?
Huh?
Did I check in?
No, it's a week before vacation. I was walking the dog this morning, and as I was walking back in, the guy that sits at the desk is like, you have a bunch of packages. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll take them.
Right.
So I go upstairs, and so before I leave for work, I'm like, well, let's see what's in them. 3 bathing suits, which brings my grand total to 7.
Girl.
And then 2, like, over, you know, bathing suit, like, cover-ups.
Yeah. You're going to be styling.
You've bought 7 bathing suits off Amazon Prime?
I think so.
Were you drunk?
Maybe for those last 2, because I don't remember that one, but in any event, they're like cheap, so it's like, and besides which, like, some are going back, because I tried them on, and it was a hard pass, but...
I'm always the worst when I'm going on vacation, too. I'm like, oh, I need a whole new wardrobe, which I don't. Like, I have plenty of clothes I can bring on vacation.
You don't wear anything.
No, I know, Turks and Caicos, I've never been there, but it's like going to Jamaica, it's one swim trunks, one swim shirt, and some... flip flops for
shirt.
A week.
Swim shirt. No,
I mean just a t-shirt to wear to the beach. That's all.
I want to bake in the sun, Carson.
I know you think I need 12 dresses and 4 pairs of shoes. I don't need a darn thing.
This week is so cosmetic for me though. Like I have a haircut. I'm getting my eyebrows.
We got our nails done. I was supposed to get my lashes done yesterday, and that didn't happen.
Are you supposed to dress up like one of the nights when we went to Jamaica? We stayed at like a couple.
They have theme nights. But there's a pirate night. Yeah. There's an all-white night.
Oh, don't forget your eye patch. You have to go to Amazon Prime.
I feel like
she'll have 7 of them. One will be a Fendi, one will be a Louis.
Girls will be so cute in their like nice pirate costumes. I'm going to come in my Jack Sparrow costume and be like, no, this wasn't it.
If you remember Annie in her Jack Sparrow costume about 3 or 4 years ago.
I do, at a grocery store.
And it was falling off her because she needed a children's size.
Well, and she had been in it since the night before at the club.
No, I was going out
that night.
She was going
out that night. Oh.
I got my makeup done. I got my nose contoured to look like Johnny Depp.
We had to like put a belt around it so that it would fit her.
It's fine.
This is one of the first times we hung out with Annie, I think, with Annie and her Jack Sparrow.
And good times. So much has changed. Good so I'm times. So glad.
So yeah, I need to start packing.
I think I'm going to do it today. I'm going Marie Kondo style. We're rolling everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in the
rolling
small
is
suitcase.
The way to go.
But
yeah.
I just don't know if I'm going.
I didn't check a bag. I'm only carry on.
Yeah,
I
checked.
Always
check.
I'm not a bag checker.
Yeah.
Just I have twice dumped my suitcase on top of someone else's head. So I just don't do it anymore.
Oh. Oh, no.
I'm not good
I wouldn't
at things.
Either.
I'm not good at things.
And you guys are going on vacation together, but you're not traveling together.
No,
different airlines.
Well, she's coming back a day early.
Yeah. I got Zach Brown.
Oh.
I know.
So I'll have one day alone in glorious hashtag Turks and Caicos. I will probably sleep the whole time because Annie will have worn me out. We go into the club again?
You're going to leave. Another she's going to be like...
Thank God.
I'm never vacationing with a 24-year-old again.
All the kids are gone. I have the house to myself.
She's an empty nester on vacation. Right? All right. Well, a little bit later on today in the show, we're going to put together a checklist of things that Kennedy and Annie have to accomplish while they're gone, because we want to make sure
we have to do all these.
We're giving you homework.
You guys go on vacation and you do what you like.
Well, that's because you don't care about what we're doing on vacation. We're nosy.
Yes,
tell me more about your camping trip.
Don't lump Dan in with you,
because Dan could care less.
I am nosy AF.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.